Thank you, Don. And now on with the news. Sad news for classical music lovers with the closure after 30 years of Prelude, the music store on St Giles. Also, another music institution changes with the moving light behind the Norfolk and Norwich music scene, retiring. Good news, however, of a boost to literacy levels at a Norwich school.
It started off with a lively allegro, built up to a thundering crescendo, and is now moda towards its final coda. The remarkable life of Norwich's Prelude Records, one of the country's few remaining specialist classical music shops, is drawing to a close. Andrew Kane, proprietor, plans to shut the doors of the St Giles Street shop for the final time on March the 30th after more than 30 years. Mr Kane said the decision followed a slow but steady decline in business as download purchases and streaming music services have boomed. He said it's not a sudden change, it's been a gradual erosion. The people who are still regulars are wonderful, but sadly that's not enough. He said that although there had been a resurgence in the popularity of vinyl, far more people were choosing to skip retailers altogether and listen to music through streaming services such as Spotify and YouTube. Mr. Kane said he wasn't happy to be closing the shop, but it would at least give him more time to devote to his own music. He plays the viola with the Norwich-based Orchestra of Academy of St. Thomas. Mr. Pollitt said, I first bought classical music from his former tiny shop off Pottergoat in 1985, and I've been a loyal customer since. If I couldn't remember the name of a piece of music, he would ask me to hum the tune, and he'd always know what it was.
A champion of the city's classical music scene is to step down from his role with Norfolk and Norwich Chamber Music at the end of the season. Roger Rowe, who was made an MBE for his services to music in Norfolk, has been programme organiser for NNCM since 1997, but he has decided that this season will be his last. As part of his final season, he has organised a special weekend of music on January the 21st and 22nd at the John Innes Centre with musician Michael Collins, who Mr. Rowe describes as one of England's greatest clarinet players. When asked about his highlights over the years, Mr. Rowe said, "The thing that has given me the most satisfaction is the way the audiences have built up, and we now get almost full houses for every performance." Mr. Rowe, a retired chartered surveyor who plays the piano, was also on the board of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival from 1988 until 2000. And for the last 6 years was vice chairman of the Board of Trustees. He lives in Park Lane and owns the chapel next door to him, which he has turned into a music room for rehearsals and performances. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2016 Norfolk Arts Awards.
Pupils in Norwich have been showcasing a literacy tool which has upped reading and writing levels by months in just a fortnight. Children at City Academy Norwich gave a run-through of Arrow, a computer programme used by Norfolk County Council to improve children's reading and spelling skills. It records their voice and echoes it back to them, which psychologists say accesses and reinforces the so-called internal voice. Students in years 7 to 11 who completed an Arrow course, 10 hours spread over 2 weeks, saw an average increase in reading age of 8.2 months and an average increase in spelling of 5.4 months. Though the scheme, run through a partnership between the council's educational psychologists and the Virtual School for Children in Care, was initially focused on looked-after children, it has since been expanded to 40 schools across the county. Chris Snudden, the council's assistant director for education, said it is a fantastic opportunity for children who struggle with some aspects of reading or writing, as it not only improves their literacy skills, but also gives them a great confidence boost.
From large historic parks to cottages and courtyards, Norfolk boasts some of the most beautiful gardens in the country. Some are old and traditional, whilst others are modern or naturalistic, but all showcase the green-fingered talents of their owners. This year, 66 gardens in Norfolk and 54 in Suffolk will be open to the public for the National Gardens Scheme as it celebrates its 90th year. The NGS was founded by the Queen's Nursing Institute in 1927 to raise money to support district nurses in England and Wales. It has become the biggest ever funder of both Macmillan Cancer Support and Marie Curie, having donated £15.75 million and £7.8 million to each. Last year, it appointed food writer and TV presenter Mary Berry as the new president. She has opened her garden for the scheme for more than 20 years. Norfolk NGS has the support of the Queen at Sandringham, while other garden owners include the descendants of the country's first Prime Minister, Robert Walpole, at Houghton Hall and Mannington Hall, plus the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James.
He was just 5 years old when he had clocked up a half century of park runs. And now, at the ripe old age of seven, Adam Young has completed a century of 5 kilometre runs. The youngster braves the cold and ice to race round Catton Park on the outskirts of Norwich for his 100th park run, which completes a total of 310.686 miles, or roughly the equivalent of running from Norwich to the Scottish borders.
As a third feature, we explore the local connections with apples, part of our diet for thousands of years. Here is Don Cleaver again to read it.